Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Waco faculty and students at the J-Term Open House they presented on January 16th. I first spoke with teacher Kate Lefeber and junior Caitlin Sells about the Living on a Dime group.
How big of a role did you have in this J-Term week?
Really, we set everything up and kind of explained our purpose for our overall project, but for the most part, the kids went ahead and took it all on their own.
The ideas for the different groups, was this something that the teachers or administration had to come up with? Or
teachers had to come up with the idea, their own idea.
So what was it that you guys had to do for this group?
In this group, we had to plan a budget as if we were buying an apartment and we had a roommate. And so we had $250 each, and we had to find furniture and, you know, cooking, kitchen supplies and all of that. That was one part of it. And then the other part was we learned how to do some simple sewing, like when our pants rip, how to fix that. You know, if a hem rips, how to fix that. And then our last thing we did was the palette projects, which we took pallets and we built desks and bookshelves and chairs. So that was what we did.
For doing this, what lesson do you think opened your eyes as far as, you know, living on a budget?
Well, I didn't realize how much you could actually save going to stuff in Goodwill to find furniture and stuff like that. We ended up with everything that we had to get was only $300. So now it was a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be. So
I spoke with senior Samuel Wagler, who did an internship at Senator Chuck Grassley's office in Washington, D.C.
How long were you there in D.C.?
I was there for 11 days total, but I only was interning for 6 of them because of the weekend.
So how did it all get set up, getting this internship?
My sister is actually the intern coordinator for Grassley, and so we went through her, and so I was the first high school intern that they've ever had.
Did you feel the pressure then, or a bit intimidated being a high school student?
Kinda.
Mm-hmm. What sort of stuff did you get to do there?
I got to help with their mail, voicemails, and I didn't really like get to interact with any constituents like personally, but I got to work on, I did whatever kind of really they needed me to do at the moment.
Now, having done this, do you think this experience will kind of help out in whatever your future post-high school endeavors are?
I plan to go into something computer-oriented, but I did want to minor in political science, and so it was really kind of a neat experience to really see the inner workings of the government.
What did you like most about having this new J-term here at the school?
I like that it let us explore kind of new options and further our own education outside of actual school. We got to, like, internship-wise, we got to go explore on our own and learn it, if we went somewhere that we were kind of planned on a future kind of job, we were able to further that or figure out maybe this isn't something I want to do or maybe this is something I want to do.
Finally, I spoke with sophomore Nick Coble about the digital display group.
What did you like about the digital display group?
It was really fun. We just all got along with each other really well. We just clicked right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was a really fun project, and everybody in my group had a good time with it.
Yeah, and I was standing around here earlier. I saw you had a lot of old high school yearbook photos. What all did you guys scan?
Got every Waco graduating class. We took pictures of either their yearbook or their senior composites. We got every record from all the varsity sports. We have pictures of current athletics and groups and clubs of school. And then we got some school history, which includes our athletic hall of fame, our school wall of fame, and trophies, every trophy. We had a couple people take pictures of every single trophy Waco has ever gotten. And we put them into groups by sport and by year.
What do you think was most challenging part of this project?
Well, it was really long, long days. And keeping focus was probably the toughest part we had, or challenge we had as a group. But we really kept motivating each other and just kept getting through the day and weeks and whatnot. And then we just kept having a good time, so it was really fun and easy to do.
Are you or is anyone from the group still working on putting more stuff on here?
Well, what we're going to do is, once this year graduates, we'll put them up on their senior pictures, and then we'll add the homecoming pictures that Miss Mile puts on the yearbook, and then we'll just keep updating it every year, and if like a record gets broken, we'll fix it and update it, and then the current activities will have to be updated yearly, but that's really easy to do.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco faculty and students at the J-Term Open House they presented January 16th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.